From the Free Presbyterian Church of Ulster, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness to men and women in all their need. And this is Leslie Curran saying hello and welcome to the program. I'm glad to have you joining us today as the Reverend Larry Power, minister of Corrigarry Free Presbyterian Church, Drum, County Monaghan, is with us to Let the Bible Speak.
We're reading today from Hebrews chapter 11, verse 4, where we read, "By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh." Dead men still speak to those who will listen. Abel speaks to us in this 21st century. He lived when the earth was new and young, and he lived in a different culture. He had far less light than we have. He did not possess the Old and New Testaments to read, such as we have today. But he has a message for our day and for our generation. "He being dead yet speaketh." What he has to say is far more relevant than tomorrow's newspapers. Most people like to get a paper every day. They want to know how the job market is going, how strong the euro is or the pound, or what is the latest news in the world of sport. But you know, Abel has something far more relevant and far more important to say to us. He is the first man of faith, really, that we read of in the scripture. And this faith had to do with his personal salvation. Surely there is nothing more important than the salvation of a man's soul. I would rather know that I am saved and going to heaven than to know what Manchester United paid for their last player, or to know the details of the latest piece of gossip. Both Cain and Abel were born in sin. They lived and functioned as all men have done since that time. Abel was a keeper of flocks. Cain was a tiller of the ground. They invented musical instruments back in those early days. For example, we read of those who could handle the harp and the organ in Genesis chapter 4 and verse 21. There were those who could work with brass and iron. Men were not as backward as the evolutionist would have us to believe. But to get back to Abel, he made a true sacrifice. In and of itself, there was nothing wrong in bringing the fruit of the ground. Under the law of Moses, such offerings were allowed. And we know, of course, that Cain brought such offerings. But the blood offerings always came first. Only the blood can take away sin. And here is where the Christian life begins. It begins with faith in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, which is, of course, the only remedy for our sins. In Genesis chapter 4, and in the verse 4, we read, "Abel, he also brought of the firstlings of the flock." It was said of the Lord Jesus Christ, "Behold the Lamb of God which taketh away the sins of the world." When Abel presented that lamb for sacrifice, he was in effect saying, "Lord, I am guilty and vile, and I deserve to die. Nevertheless, I have brought what you required, the lamb, the firstlings of the flock. Have mercy on me and blot out my sins." There is no doubt when anyone cries out for mercy and pardon for their sins, seeking that forgiveness and that mercy that comes through Christ alone, there is no doubt that they will be instantaneously received and pardoned. There is such merit, all the merit that we need, in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. There can be no doubt whatever that Cain believed in God. How do we know this? Because he brought an offering. He had some knowledge of God. But notice he gave what he wanted. He brought the produce of the field and not the lamb to be sacrificed and its blood shed as an offering and a covering for his sins. Now, of course, he acknowledged a supreme being. He believed in God, just as Abel believed in the Lord. But he did not believe God. That was the difference. He believed certain things about God, but didn't believe God. Cain knew what God required, just as Abel did. He knew God wanted him to bring a lamb for sacrifice. You know, Cain's way is an example of all false religion. When any man says, I can please God by my own efforts, by my own works, my meditation, and so on and so forth, my good living, I can come to God my own way and in whatever way I please. This was precisely the attitude of Cain when he rejected the blood sacrifice as a covering for his sin and brought instead a cartload of vegetables. How true the words of the hymn, I must needs go home by the way of the cross. There's no other way but this. I shall ne'er get sight of the gates of light if the way of the cross I miss. Dear friend, today, if you desire to go to heaven and know your sins to be pardoned and forgiven, you must come God's way and put your faith and trust alone in the blood of Jesus Christ that was shed upon that cross on Calvary. Oh, let us all hear the warning today from Proverbs chapter 14 and the verse 12. There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. How solemn these words. We think in our own minds, in our own hearts, that our way is right and our way is correct. And we dismiss what God has to say. We lean rather upon our own understanding. There is a way that seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Listen again to the Apostle Peter, and how clearly he puts it for us in Acts chapter 4 and verse 12. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Cain is therefore an example of man-made religion, and Jude in his epistle reminds us of this. Woe unto them, for they have gone the way of Cain. He rejected salvation through the sacrifice, through the blood shedding. Do you desire today to know how your sins can be pardoned and cleansed? Do you want to know the way to heaven? Here is the answer. The blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. 1 John chapter 1 and verse 7. Lift up your heart to God in prayer today, in and through Christ. God has appointed him our mediator and our great high priest. And pray. Pray from your heart sincerely. You ask me, what do I pray? What can I say? Well, here's a prayer. It is found in the Bible. God be merciful to me, a sinner. Now, we're all by nature like Cain. We like to think that we can contribute something toward our own salvation and toward mercy. But of course, salvation is by grace alone, through faith alone, in the Lord Jesus Christ. This is a blow to man's pride. Yes, we do like to think that perhaps we can pay 1% or 2%, but the truth is there is nothing we can bring to God by way of payment. All our righteousnesses, the Bible tells us, are as filthy rags. As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth. There is none that seeketh after God. They are all gone out of the way. They are together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. You see, we are helpless. So we come to God through Jesus Christ, and we come just as we are. We have a lovely hymn that puts it very well. Just as I am without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, O Lamb of God, I come. You see, all the merit, dear friend, and all the fitness that we need is found in Jesus Christ alone. He's all sufficient. He's all that we need. Salvation is therefore the gift of God. We hear a lot in these times about low wages and poor wages. And you know, the Word of God tells us about a fearful wage package as the result of sin and as the result of rejecting God's mercy. It is called death. What an awful wage. What a pay package for anyone to receive. And the Apostle Paul tells us the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through our Lord Jesus Christ. Abel received the gift of salvation through the blood of the Lamb that he brought to God. But we read concerning Cain that he went out from the presence of the Lord. What a sad statement that is. He went out from the presence of the Lord. But the question is this, what did he go out to do? Well, he went out to live his own life in his own way and to live apart from God and from his mercy. He went out rejecting redemption, the redemption of his own precious soul through the blood of the Lamb. Abel, on the other hand, like the publican that we read of in the New Testament, he went out also, but he went back to his home, he went back to his business, and he went back to his house justified. That is having a right standing in the sight of a holy God and cleansed from all his sin. Oh, dear friend, this is good news, surely today. This is the good news of the gospel of the blessed Lord Jesus Christ. Any man, any woman, any individual can know for certain that they have a right standing in the presence of a holy God. But it's not of ourselves. We can't buy this. We can't purchase this. We can't earn it. We can't work for it. It is the free gift of the Almighty to be received. So when you come before him in prayer, and when you bow before God, claiming nothing at all of your own, but placing all your trust in that precious blood of Christ that was shed upon Calvary's cross all those years ago, oh, come today. Come God's appointed way. Come trusting in the cleansing of the blood of the blessed Son of God, and thank God you'll be saved, and your sins will be pardoned, and you'll be in heaven. May God bless these few thoughts to our hearts today.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak. If we can be of any further spiritual help, or if you'd like to receive some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Larry Power, The Manse, Corrigarry, Drum, County Monaghan. That's Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Larry Power, The Manse, Corrigarry, Drum, County Monaghan. You may hear Reverend Power preach each Lord's Day at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. here in Corrigarry Free Presbyterian Church, Drum. For further information, you may phone us on 047-54-990. That's 047-54-990. We assure you of a warm welcome at all of the services and look forward to having you visit with us. Thank you for listening today. May the Lord richly bless you. And don't forget to tune in on this same station at the same time next week, when once again we turn to the Scriptures and let the Bible speak.